The Force was definitely with Star Wars The Last Jedi this weekend. The film took in more than $220 million at the box office. That makes it the second biggest opening ever. The first is the 2015 predecessor, The Force Awakens. That is darn good news for the Walt Disney Company. Disney owns the Star Wars franchise. And there's more good news for Disney. It's announced that it plans to buy most of 21st Century Fox. Fox is the media empire owned by Rupert Murdoch. Price tag is more than $60 billion of stock and debt. This could be the largest ever merger of two entertainment companies, and it has major implications for the showbiz industry. So, enter stage right, Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
First, break down the acquisition for us. Which parts of Fox does Disney want to get, and what is Fox's Rupert Murdoch keeping?
Right. The short answer is what Rupert Murdoch is keeping, because that list is a lot shorter. He's keeping Fox, the broadcast station. He's keeping Fox News, and he's keeping Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2, which are essentially national sports organizations that are kind of like ESPN Lite. What's he giving up? Everything else. Disney is going to get 20th Century Fox, the film studio. It's going to get Fox Searchlight, an indie darling that has produced a lot of Best Picture Oscar winners in the last few years, like Slumdog Millionaire, 12 Years a Slave. It's going to get the X-Men franchise. It's going to get Fox's television production company, which isn't just famous for making shows on Fox, like The Simpsons, but has also made shows that have found enormous success on other channels, like Modern Family or Homeland. It's getting the cable networks, FX and National Geographic, and then it's getting a smattering of regional sports networks, most famously the YES Network that broadcasts New York Yankees games. And then finally, Disney is also getting a majority stake in Hulu, the over-the-top TV product, which might be which it might use to kickstart its sort of entry into the streaming wars. So you're taking one of the largest media entertainment companies in the world and basically giving it some of the most valuable media properties in the world as well.
Yeah, so Disney won't just be a media company, entertainment company. It'll be like an entertainment country.
Empire.
When you say it acquires a majority stake in Hulu and could be setting up some kind of confrontation with Netflix, is that part of the plan? Because Netflix has like 100 million subscribers. Disney has zero as of now. So how are they going to win that war?
I would say it's not just part of the plan. I would say it is the plan. I think that everybody in the world looking at Disney knows exactly what this company wants to do. Essentially, it wants to take all its entire empire, essentially, of entertainment and content and funnel it to consumers directly over the internet like Netflix, to essentially create a Netflix of sports owned by Disney and a Netflix of entertainment owned by Disney. Let's call it a Disneyflix. So in addition to all the stuff that I just mentioned, you would also have all of the assets that Disney already has in its possession. It owns Star Wars, as you said at the top of the segment. It owns Pixar. It owns the animated Disney films. It owns the Marvel franchise. It owns ABC Entertainment. And so you take this enormous, wonderful library of content and you beam it directly to subscribers and say, all right, pick us or Netflix, or pick us and Netflix. And they're expecting that millions of people are going to say, yes, that is a deal that I cannot turn down.
So what does the overall deal mean for entertainment consumers like us?
Well, I think it means that the future of television or the future of streaming entertainment is going to be a great power struggle. I mean, for the last few years, it's really been Netflix and then the rest. I mean, Amazon has its own product, Amazon Prime Video. Hulu obviously exists. But Netflix has just crushed everybody. I mean, Netflix is at 100 million international subscribers. That is way, way more than Hulu. And the amount of streamed video that it has sort of dwarfs Amazon. So this is the first time that a streaming television empire has had a true rival, really, in 2019 when Disney launches its streaming product. And we're looking right here at maybe the future of entertainment, a great power struggle between Netflix, which was tech first and then built a library, versus Disney, which is this incomparable library that is now trying to get the tech right. So essentially, you could say that Netflix Disney is going to try to become Netflix before Netflix can become Disney.
So in summary, I mean, the headline of your story in The Atlantic kind of tells the story as well. Everybody should be very afraid of the Disney Death Star. Tell us why.
I mean, when I say everybody, I mean literally everybody. Hollywood studios should be terrified to compete with a corporate Goliath that's going to earn in good years half of all domestic box office revenue. Tech companies could be scared to get into competition with them because they're starting with a better library. Consumers should fear potentially too much consolidation in an industry tends to raise prices. And that means that the Department of Justice should maybe fear this deal as well and scrutinize it. Just did scrutinize the AT&T-Time Warner merger, another huge media merger that's been driven by tech. But then finally, Disney should also be afraid of its own Death Star. I mean, first, the Death Star just keeps blowing up in movies, so it keeps blowing up. First, the Death Star just contains that possibility. But it's really difficult for a company to turn around a
if it gets regulatory approval. Derek Thompson at The Atlantic, thanks.
Thank you.